The question was asked, why is it so difficult for a person to fix their traits? We're going to go with one basic answer. There are more, but we'll go with one basic answer. And that is that whatever we do has two components, or two potential components: our intellect, our thought, and our desire. And when a person desires to change a trait, they're usually making that decision with their intellect, and everything else, their desires are functioning differently. Their force of habit, their comfort zone. There's a reason why a person has a certain trait. Take a person who his bad trait is that he's stingy. Never wants to give anyone anything else. He always has to hold on to everything he has. So his emotional response to things is always going to be, what's in it for me? Can I get away with doing less? Maybe I don't have to give. And then a poor person comes to him and needs his help, and his default reaction is still going to be the way it always was. Even though intellectually he's decided, I'm going to be a kind person, a giving person, the Torah wants me to be a kind and giving person, it's very good. But emotionally his response is going to be different. So when we want to change our traits, we're fighting habit, we're fighting emotion, and that's very hard to fight with logic. A person has to find ways to shift their habits and their emotion. One of the ways is rewarding oneself. One of the ways is keeping a tally. One of the ways is delineating which traits we want to work on. Person decides, I'm working on trait A. Someone came over to me this week and said, why can't I lose weight? Why is it that I'm never succeeding in losing weight? And I said to him, I think the reason is because A, you're working on many things at the same time. You don't have one stated goal. And B, you're hard on yourself. You don't see your successes, only your failures. So you always say bad things to yourself. And so that doesn't give you the strength to succeed. If you would see your successes, so success breeds success. If I feel like I'm accomplishing, I'm making headway, and I want to keep accomplishing. So one of the ways to overcome the challenge is to try to shift our emotion, to see our successes, to celebrate our successes, and also to work on changing habits. If a person, let's say, is addicted to coffee, and they want to shift that habit, then they could say, no more coffee, and that probably won't work for most people. Or they can say, I'm going to reduce my cup from a full cup to three-quarter full. And then I'll work my way down to half full. And then I'll work my way down to every other cup. One cup's going to be coffee, the other cup's going to be tea. I'll shift. And slowly a person works his way off it. So there are many tricks. Once we understand the challenge, I have to deal with a habit. So then I have to give a counter habit. I have to shift the habit slowly. If my challenge is my emotion, so then I have to find ways to counter with emotion. But those are two reasons why, they're two components of one reason why it's difficult to change a trait.